Here's a personal album for all you servicemen and women of the United Nations. Yes, another personal album, a songbook from that 5'2" bundle of brunette loveliness to all you soldiers, sailors, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines everywhere. Men, you have a date with...
Anita. Thank you, Don Forbes, and hello, men. Thanks so much for all your wonderful letters you've been sending me. They make interesting reading, and I hope they make just as interesting stories for these personal albums. But before we get into that, I'd like to start this album with a song, I'll Remember April.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and the sorrow, for April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. Remember April, and I'll smile. Alone where we have walked together, and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and the sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile.
I don't know whether you all remember a story a few albums back from a bomber crew about a pet turtle that they took along on their missions, but I just got another letter from them with a further adventure of that same turtle. It seems that even a bomber crew spends some time on the ground, and one day they had their little armor-plated friend by the side of a road where they were resting under a tree. They were sitting there pretty quietly when down the road came a General Grant tank. And you'd never guess what happened. According to the men, the little turtle stuck his head out from under the thick shell, saw the tank, and yelled, "Daddy! Daddy!" In perfect English, no doubt. Thanks for that cute story, fellas, even if I don't believe it. And the best of luck to Frank and crew and your plane, the Liberty Bell III. And now we'll have a little switch from a talking turtle to a paper doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. Than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
You all know the address to send your mascot stories and requests for your favorite songs, don't you, men? It's Anita, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Just a few lines is all that's necessary to tell me about your company pet. And, of course, I'm always happy to answer any requests for particular tunes you want. So don't forget to write, huh? There's a CD by the name of Pinky Bookman who took advantage of this little offer, and so right now I'd like to sing for him the song he wants to hear. It's
All of Me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. Can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? My lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all?
You know, men, this week I received an interesting note about a bloodhound. It's from Private First Class Al Sussman. Al says he's willing to bet any amount of his hut mates' money that they have the most useful mascot in the Army. It's an old bloodhound with big, droopy ears. In fact, that's his name, Droopy. But the great thing about Droopy is that since he's been their mascot, they've never had to police the area around their hut. They just chase Droopy around a bit and his ears sweep the whole place clean. Not only that, but if they chase him around enough, Al says, that old dog will breathe so hard they can use him for a vacuum cleaner. Oh, no. All I have to say is that's one bloodhound that's going to be run out of blood soon. You have my sympathy, Droopy. Comes time now for another tune.
More than anything in the world, you are so dear to me. More than anything in the world, I want you near to me. I looked at you, then I gave in to your charm. Can it be true I'm holding you? Is there anything I can say to make you realize you are everything in my day? Always before my eyes. And if you want to fly my heart to the sky, just tell me that I mean more than anything in the world to you.
Have to save some songs and stories for next time, fellas, because this album is just about all full. So don't forget to write, and by the way, when you do, please mention whether you heard this program on shortwave or on local station. This is Anita saying bye for now.
Personal Album with Anita has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.